We are learning Maseches Bava Metzia, Daf Tzadik Beis Amud Beis, and we are learning the bottom, starting from the bottom line of Tzadik Beis Amud Aleph. In the middle of the sugya of Poyel Mishaloyu Oichol Mishal Shemayim Oichol. Does a Poyel eat? Avadi eats within Gzeres HaKosov, but is it Gzeres HaKosov that's part of his salary, and therefore, no matter if he eats it or not, he has a right on it. Or Mishal Shemayim Oichol, and it's for him, and not for anyone else. And therefore, if he doesn't pick it up, it's gone. It's like a regular tzedakah or matnas aniyim that it's either you take it or you don't take it, but it's not for your children. So that's the machlokes mishaloi, the shaila of mishaloi oichol mishal shemayim oichol. Toshma hasoicher sapoil luxes b'tein. You hire a poil to dry out figs. It's called katzios, dry figs. And you hire to dry out figs on top of my base. Hareza oichol opatim in the ma'isa. The halach is that the poil is allowed to eat from those katzias. Now, are you going to ask me that the halacha is that if you work in a talush, if you work in things that are detached, once it's chayiv and meiser, so then you're not allowed to eat it. So what's about here you eat it? So it's very marumas in the brayso, potter min meiser. What's the pshat? Because if my plan on making it into dried figs, so it's not called nigmar to chayiv meiser until I dry it out. So here, you didn't dry it out yet. You're working on drying out the figs. You put it out in the field and dries it out. So I raise the oichel apartam and a maisa. You keep. Let's say the guy, the pilot says, I'm not sha'oichel ani abanai. I want to eat together with my children. That, I put that into the contract. Or I want my child to eat instead of me. The loch is, that's a good contract. No, you can make whatever you want. But who oichel apartam? He eats, he's part of a maisa. Ubanai oichel chayiv. His son eats and he's chayiv maisa. Why is son chayiv maisa? Because halacha is that a mekach makes the chayiv ma'isa, even if it's not nigmar lachta, the Rashi says. And some say it has to be dafka v'yei too, the Rebbein Parak says. But in any case, there the son's considered lekeach. He's not eating it within shemayim. It's din lekeach, and therefore he has to give ma'isa. And the Gemara asks like this: v'yam mishloi oichel, if he eats mishloi, so the second case where it's bnei v'schari, so bnei ma'chayiv, why is it chayiv? He's eating within his father, and that's not a din lekicha. That's a din I get it from the Torah. And anything from the Torah, you're part of a ma'aser. Why are you part of a ma'aser? So Rashi actually says from the pasuk kenafshecha that just like ma'nafshecha yichal part of apoyel part. The problem is the Gemara before slugged up at pshat, and like Rashash points out here, really the pshat that is the ma'aser is that really that didn't like keach is chayiv ma'aser is midarabanan, and they weren't grazed by apoyel. But in any case, apoyel is allowed to eat without ma'aser. So if it's mishloi oichel, so when I say my son should eat instead of me, why is the son chayav meiser? It's like you should be potter meiser. That's what's a kasha. If you hold mishloi oichel, you should be potter meiser. Again, I write that mishal shemayim oichel. Omravino should a mechzik mekach. It looks like a mekach. It looks like a mekach. Since you made it tonight, it looks like a mekach. Not that it's really a mekach. It looks like a mekach, and therefore your own mekach does not look like your own echil does not look like a mekach. It does look like a mekach. That's why we make you take meiser. Nacharai toshma. So he has a pile of Mr. Mishnah later on, Lasis Veneta Revai. It's a Mishnah on the Sada Gimel. The Seicher is a pile of Lasis Veneta Revai. If you hire a pile to work with Neta Revai is the fourth year after you plant a tree. The first 3 years are Arlo, you're not allowed to eat it, it's also Bahana. The fourth year, you take the fruits and bring it up to Yerushalayim to eat. So that's the fourth year of Arlo. It's called Neta Revai. So you hire a pile to work in your property, but you didn't tell them it was Neta Revai, and they came in, and they, by the way, there's a sign there, Neta Revai. So you can't eat it. You can't eat it. So Zerubbim ben Lassus Neta Revai, Shaloi Hare El Lo Yoichlu, they're not allowed to eat it. Vim Lo Yoidiyam, if you didn't let him know, if you didn't let the pile know, Poidim Achilam, then it's the job of the owner to be Poidit, and put it, transfer it into money, you bring the money to your Shalim, Um Achilon, and then you could feed the pile the food. Now, why you have to go such long lengths to feed the pile? There's no Matnas Aniyim over here, because it's Usher. So it's a raya. It's Mishaloi. If it's Mishaloi, so then the normal contract is that comes to the contract free lunch, free food. So then I hear Poydom Achilam. But if it's a din, a Zaytik a din, that while you work, you get a matana. You don't get a matana by Yasura. So it's a raya that Mishaloi Oichel, that's why he's so responsible.
Sachsim Yipoyel.
Yeah. Well, you're not allowed to have Sachsim Yipoyel, of course not. You don't get Malkus fit. You're not allowed. You're not allowed to have Sachsim Yipoyel. The whole din of Poyel eats. You can't be Chaisim Yipoyel. You just don't get a lav. So, like upon him, the question is over here is that if it's Mishloi Yoichel, so I hear why I gotta take care of him because that was part of the contract. It's part of the salary. But if it's a Stam Matana, a Zaytik thing, so why should we Chayyip? So the Gemara says, Hossam, a different reason. Mechzik and Mekach Toys. It looks like a Mekach Toys. Because even though it's not part of your salary, it looks like a Mekach Toys, and that's why we make you repay it. So not tomorrow, right? The Emer Sefer. This Emer Sefer is like a new Toshima. It's rather the Sefer of the Mishnah, but it's not like, usually Emer Sefer means I'll ask you like a steer from the Sefer to the way I just answer. No. New thing. Emer Sefer. Well, if you want to be fancy, we go to Toshima. It says at the next part of that Mishnah, which is the next Mishnah. We met Hashem today. We'll learn a lot of that next Mishnah, so it'll be easier. We'll learn Sada Gimel. Okay. Toshima, in the Sparsui Gulov, if your eagle, which means your figs, got separated, they already made into dried figs, and then it separated, or nispatchu chaviyosav, or your chaviyos open, and you need someone to come make close them. It was a big job. It was a whole malacha to close our barrels. You had to glue it a certain way. The halacha is hare elu lo yoichlu. You're not allowed to eat from these egulim or this chaviyos. You're not allowed to eat from it. Why not? Because a pearl does not eat something that's nigmar malach to lemaisa. So here you don't eat. That's the halacha because it's nigmar malach. But if you didn't tell them that this is the situation, you just told them, come work with barrels of wine and come work with dried figs. You didn't tell them the situation, so and they didn't know there's ready nigma la meiser. The law is, meiser, you take off meiser machil and you feed them. The Torah wasn't zeicha to you, is sura. Now, Lashon Yisura is lav dafka, it's not Isser here, but here it's. Here it's nigmar malacha. So like Tosfos Harosh says that it's lav davka. The Gemara says bishlam if you hold mishaloyu oichel. So then we understand that it's keilu you a masna. You made a tenai with him meikara that he's going to eat peiris. So here you got to feed him. Masha Inkin, if it's mishal shemayim, you don't have a din. This is already after nigmar lemaisa. What do you want? You'll say here also because it looks like a mechatayis. So bishlam esparsu gulav mechzik mechatayis. Esparsu gulav, you get tainet mechatayis because when you told them I need you to take care of my dried figs, they thought you're drying them out. This is drying them out and pressing them together, and so it wasn't chayiv ma'isa yet. You can hear they thought you weren't chayiv ma'isa. But el niftuchu chaviyosav, if the barrel's open, I said I need you to close my barrels. You're already chayiv ma'isa already from the wine press. My mechatayis yiko. Made the yoda the itvul amaiser. He knows already it was the itvul amaiser because it was already itvul amaiser in the wine press already when it was wine. So what does the have mean of this guy that he's going to eat from it or drink from it in this case? The case was that the chaviyos opened and went back into the bar. Now you went up to the guy and said, "I need you to take wine from my bar and put it into chaviyos and close it." So he thought there wasn't nigmar lemaiser yet. But the truth is, it was ready in the chavius that came out. So he thought it was nigla maisa. Pray to Gemara, isn't the wine in the bar ready nigla maisa? Vatanya yayim is yerid lebar, that is ready chayiv maisa. So Gemara kira, Rakiva doma mishiyakba. Rakiva says that wine in the bar is not enough chayiv in maisa. You have to also clean out, yakba means they clean out all the sediments from the wine, that's when it becomes chayiv maisa. Domrulei lo yavi adinon. I didn't know that you're already holding past the stage of Yakveh. Afraid the Gemara, v'neimelu aboy l'chula asuka da'at. It should have happened that if it's already put into the Chavius, it could be it's done already. Dilma makva, maybe it's already done already. And for the Gemara, no. But Asra, dahu gavra, the nogid, the one who takes out the wine to put it into barrels, iu makva, he's the one who does the filtering out. So that's what we're learning here. So learning about Al-Tzmechatayis. The question was, why didn't he know about it? Teretz is, he didn't know about it because he thought that it was not Nigmar Lamaisa yet. That's the case of Chavius. And the case also by the fix was, he thought it was not Nigmar Lamaisa yet. So the Gemara v'hashto Tani Rav Zvid b'Derei Roshia. Yayim Mishyer L'bar v'yakpe. Now that we said that there's even, the Tana holds even further in this process, does it become Chayiv Maisa? Because Rabbi Zvid Rei Rabbi Yeshaya says, Yayim Shir the Bar of Yakve, that's when the Shir is. And that was like Rabbi Kiva before, but Rabbi Kiva says it more. Rabbi Kiva Imer, Mishiyashto V'chavius. Rabbi Kiva says, you know when it comes Chayim Meiser? After it's in the barrel, and after it's in the barrel, it's filtered out. That's when it's Chayim Meiser. So you could have said a filter, Mishloy Nispatchu Chavioiso L'Bar, even if they didn't open up and fall back into the bar of the wine. Stam, I called workers to help seal the barrels. And still, there's a chance it was not nigmar lemaisa. The Amru Leilo Havi Adin Demashli. I didn't know yet that you filtered the wine in the barrel. V'neim Elhus Tell the Poyel Baylechul Asuka Adaytchu. You should have chapped that maybe it was already dimel mashli, already was filtered out. The Gemara answered, but Asher, the who desharik yom mashli, the one who seals the barrels, he's the one who filters out the wine. So Akaponim, we're coming out here, it's possible the Pearl did not know it was chayiv and meiser. Since he did not know, it's mechsi kemekach toyos. Gevaldik. Now, vayte, tashma, noch a raya. So we got out of that raya. The raya in that case was a shayla about if it's a raya that it's mishaloi who oichel. There it says that you have to give him, so it sounds like it's mishaloi oichel, not mishal shemayim. So we say, no, even mishal shemayim looks like a mechach toyos. Tashma, noch a raya. Koitz adam, to be a while still, we have to get to the Mishnah. Tashma. Koitz adam, aide atzmai. That means a person, this is also the next Mishnah actually, so we're getting a little extra credit. So, a person could make up with his employer, he can make up that he can make up that I'm not going to eat. He'll let him make up part of the contract. I'm going to take extra money, I'm not going to eat. You'll let him do that. You can do whatever you want, make up a contract. That's for sure for yourself. Even a bigger chiddush is, I could also be the broker and make a contract for my children, the gedolim. Because they know about this contract, the gedolim, they're bendas, they know what's going on. Your Eved or Shivcha, Eved Kanani or Shivcha Kanani, Hagadolim, I can make up a contract, they're going to work for you, and we're going to get more money, and they're not going to eat from the payers. By the ishtoi, and you also for your wife, you could broker such a deal. But place yes, behem das. They have das, and they could be meichel. Aval ena koitzes loy ayde benoy bita ekatanim. But you cannot make up such a contract ayde benoy ubita ekatanim for the little children. But loy ayde avdoy v'shivcha ekatanim, and not for the ever shivcha that are ketanim. Even though l'char you get the salary, so you can make up whatever you want. But for some reason, you can't do that. V'loy ayidei behemtoy and not ayidei behemtoy, which means for your behema you can't do this either. And that the reason is because it's the isloy sachsim. So even if I make up with money, I cannot do that. It's isloy sachsim no matter what. There's a lav loy sachsim. The place ain't behem das because there's no das, which means like you were asking before loy sachsim. You're not allowed to just hold back food from a poil, but they could make up like that if they want. And there's no Isla Sachsim. My Behema doesn't have Das, you cannot make that up. You cannot make up there's Isla Sachsim. Same thing with Ketanim, and with Benoi B'Yidah Ketanim, and Avdu Shifchas Ketanim, you also cannot do such a thing. So that is the halacha. Now, Kasalka Daita Chamayla Mazainas. Right now we're talking about that, let's say the Avdoi, we'll just point on that, Avdoi V'Shifchas HaGdolim, I'm giving them Mazainas. Or even B'nai Bita Agdolim, I'm giving them a Zainus. And if I give them a Zainus, I'm getting the salary. Me, the broker, who's the father, is getting the salary. So if he's getting the salary, yeah, so why in the world? So yeah, B'shlama, B'shal Shemayim, O'echol, M'shumach, and Ekaitzis. So why by the Ketanim and by the Ketanim of the B'nai Bita Ketanim and Avdiv Shifachas Ketanim, can't you be Kaitzis? You're the one getting the salary. So, if you hold the Kovim Shal Shemayim, it's not Hesefer Schar, it's not part of salary, then I understand why it can't be Kaitzitz, and it's their own special Matana, and they have to be Moichel. But Eliyam Mishloy Oichel, if it's part of the salary, Ketanim Nami Nakustu, why can't I be Kaitzitz of Ketanim? I'm the Baal HaSalary, I'm the owner of the salary, I'm the one getting the salary, so I can do whatever I want. What's the problem? Why can't I make a Tanai for the Ketanim? It's my Tanai, it's my salary. So my answer is, Hachamayaskinon, b'she'ein ma'alohem azoynus. You're not giving them azoynus. You're not giving them azoynus. Therefore, you don't get the schar. Since you're not giving them azoynus, you don't get the schar. And it sounds like that by Eved, if I don't give him the schar, I don't give him azoynus, I don't get the schar, which is what we'll talk about soon. Even an Eved, Kanani, if I don't give him azoynus, I don't get his salary. So that's the Gemara's answer right now. Hachamayaskinon, b'she'ein ma'alohem azoynus. That's where I understand why we need a mechila. For the Gemara, if you're not giving him azoynus, yochik deyom nami. So Gedolim also. So Tosa explains what it means Yach Gedolim Nami. He says, Bishlam until now he was giving them food. So then it makes sense the Gedolim will be Meichel. Because you're the broker. The Gedolim get their own salary, but you're the broker. They'll be Meichel in a case where you give them a Zainus. Yach Gedolim Nami, but here, now we're saying you're not giving, the whole thing is we're not giving them a Zainus. So why would the Gedolim be Meichel their salary? Meichel their thing? Meichel their payment? Huh? You're not getting extra money. What do you mean? You're getting extra money. Who said? You have to ask them. May they rather eat. Who said the Michael? They're still Michael over here. Even though you're not giving them a Zionist, they're still Michael getting extra money. Whatever the reason is, they're big enough to be Michael. But the problem is, I have a steer to this Mishnah. For Tony Rav Yeshaya, there's only one part of this Bryce that's steer, only one part. The rest is the same. So concentrate. A person can make up a tanai himself that he's not going to eat, like the ishtoi, like his wife. Now, he can't make a tanai because there it's loy sachson. Let me let her do because they're Michael. But not, they can't be Michael. The koitzes are they avdoi v'shivchosei akananim. You could make up a job for your Eved HaShivcha by someone else, and you can make up they're not going to eat, even Gedoylim and even Ketanim. So the steer is, before we said Ketanim, you can't do that for Eved HaShivcha. And he was saying you could do that. My lav, all we're talking about, either Yidivah or Mazonis. Both cases, you're giving them Mazonis. And what's the Machlekes? And you're getting the salary, by the way. You get the salary. Welcome if the Marasavar Mishaloy Oichel. One man, the Omer says, holds Mishloi Oichel as part of the salary, therefore I can make up a tanai for the Shifcha HaKoton, because it's my salary. Therefore, we need their Mechila, therefore it doesn't work. That's the Bi'ar Machlokes. The one says it does not work in Mishal Shemayim. The one says it does work is Mishloi. The Mara says, no. Look, the Kuliyam Mishloi Oichel. Everyone holds Mishloi Oichel, and therefore you're the Baal Boss on the salary, so you could make up Etzem. That's from the second Brysa. Really, what's from the first Brysa? Lekasha. The Mishnah's talking about you're not giving them a Zionist, that's why you can't make the Tanai for the Ketanim. And the Bryce only giving them a Zionist. So freight them like this. Maya Kimta, Bamayla Mazonis. So now the second Bryce, the Bryce is talking about you're giving him a Zionist, right? Yachi, Ketanim Naim Nakaslu. If you give him a Zionist, you get the salary. So why by Ketanim? By Ketanim means your children who are Ketanim. Why can't you make the Tanai with that there? Lachaira there. I'm the Baal Boss, I'm giving them a Zionist, what's the problem? So tomorrow, Tzarayu, the Bnoi Abita, Ketanim, Mezoch, Rechmona. You can't even tzare them, and if they work without eating, that's a tzare, I can't do that. B'mayi Kimtul Mastisim, what is that on the Mishnah? The Mishnah, it says that Shifcha and Eved HaKoton, you cannot make this Tanai with them. We said, we're talking about Ein Maila HaMazonis. Since it's not Maila HaMazonis, you don't get the salary. If you don't get the salary, you can't do it. B'mayi Kimtul Mastisim, Ein Maila HaMazonis. That's only good. The Amad says, "Ain't a rav that a master can't say. Ain't a rav yachaloymar leevet. I say imi veinazoncha shaper. The big machloek is if a master could tell his evet kanadi, you got to work. I'm not giving you mazainus. You got to work with me anyway. So if you hold, I can't do that. So I understand if I'm not giving mazainus, so I don't get the salary. Elamandi amar yachal rav leimar leevet. I say imi veinazoncha. I can make you work even if I give you any food. That means that I get your salary even though I don't give you food. So my ikalameimar, it's back shver. Why can't I make this tanai? I still get the salary even by katan. I get the salary even if I don't give them the food. So it didn't help by answering emal mazainus. So I'm going to empty the gemara leidiv idiv shein lemazainus. Lafid, that you have to say like this. That's a machlokes tanoim, really. That both Mishnah and Braisa will not give him a Zionist. So our Mishnah says you can't make the contract because our Mishnah holds you can't say, you cannot say, say Mevein Zoncha. And the Braisa holds you could say, well, please, the Marasov Yachal, Marasov Yachal. The Braisa says I could say that and therefore I could make this tonight. Freight to Gemara, we know Rabbi Yechanan holds, Rabbi Yechanan to Amar Yachal Arav, so who's he like? Comes that he's like the Braisa, who says, I could say that. So, Shavik Masis Vavik Braisa? We don't want that to happen. So, tomorrow, you have to say like this, Fiyar Bechon. El Kuliyama, Mishal Shemayim Oichel. Evan Old Mishal Shemayim Oichel. But Loi Motzi Kaitz. And you can't make this tonight. So, what does Hashaya mean they're doing Kaitz? So, my Kaitz, it's Omer of Hashaya. Mezoinis, the Kavase. Mezoinis, the Kavase Gavihemtai. Tevin Okas law. What it means is, kaitz means that you're going to give them mezoinus before you make up. I'm going to give them mezoinus before they go into work. And therefore, stop them, de facto stop them from eating. That's what it means. I'm allowed to feed them before they go in. So, and we're saying I'm allowed to do that for the Eved v'shivchosei ha'katanim. The only problem is, So then why can't you do it for behemoth also? If kaitzis in the Rav Hoshaya's brayso does not mean I make it up not to eat. What it means is I'm allowed to feed them before they go in. So I can do that to everyone. And you could have asked some katan also. It says that you own katan, you can't do this. Why can't I do this? Like the Mara asks, the kafasek avahem teven akutzlo. I'm allowed to do teven. Look at top taisis. Who are the namotzim ifrach? My b'nai bita katan. We could ask from. Or taisis says maybe that's still called tzar. So Ella, the Mara says no. Avad the kaitz means kapshuta. It means kapshuta. And the loch is you let us say asei miven zancha. So what's the machlokes the brayso and the mishnah? Our Mishnah says Mishal Shemayim Oichel, and therefore Mishal Shemayim Oichel. Therefore, you cannot make the Tanai. Mashenkin, the Brisa says you can make a Tanai with the Shifchasei Akatanim because he holds Mishal Oichel. It's a part of the salary. And Rabbi Yechon holds Saif. You give him Zaynis. I don't give him Zaynis. I get the salary. And our Tana holds no Mishal Shemayim Oichel, and therefore even if you give mezaynus, you still can't do the kayats. So comes that our Mishal Shemayim Oichel according to Rav Yechonon, and the Brisa holds Mishaloy Oichel. That's what come out and Taku we pass them Mishal Shemayim Oichel like our Mishal is the fee Rav Yechonon.